Pretty positive afternoon on and off the pitch.
Yeah, brilliant, Pete. That's what we wanted to do. I just gave him one word: winners, lads. I want winners. And clean sheet, 2-0. The spirit, effort, determination was first class from start to finish. I thought we started really well. First 15 minutes, got the goal. And it's important that when we're on top of games that we do that from now on, really. And then we defended. I mean, the defending was absolutely first class. The, you know, Troy, Matt, Pablo in front, shut things out. Vorney, Craig, Trevin goal. I mean, brilliant. And from the front as well. So, really pleased. Really pleased.
And it was a terrific start, which is so important.
Yeah, we wanted to do that. We said play on the front foot, get at them, get the high tempo, close them down. And we did it. You know, they for the first 10 minutes, you know, we were right at Campton. I've played some good football as well. Got the ball in sort of wide areas, got crosses in, and asked some questions, really. And then we obviously scored with Sean's cross shot, and pleasing to get us, you know, like I said, on top of games. Got to make the most of it.
Were you slightly disappointed in that first 20 minutes? You didn't get another one because you were really all over them.
Yeah, we did have a few. Yeah, we was, you know, I'd have seldom settled for a goal, but it'd be nice to get a couple. We always said at half time the next goal is going to be important, make sure it's us. Yeah, like I said, the first 20 minutes, so it would have been nice to get another one if I was being greedy, but I'm not greedy, just got the win.
And the second goal, a good set piece.
Yeah, brilliant. Great header from Troy, got up, and good ball in. And good call header, striker's header, wasn't it? Bottom, where it came from, bottom corner. Nicely coolly done. I think Troy fully deserved his MOM today. I thought he was absolutely outstanding, and you know, closely followed by Matt Taylor at the back there, because we knew it was going to be, you know, we knew they were going to go long to Jordan, to Hugo, sorry, and Kay up top. So Pablo in front did a good job screening as well.
And he must be delighted with the performance of the three new players. You said they'd just slot in. That's what happened.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you know, we expected that. I mean, Pablo's not match fit yet, so God knows what he's going to be like when he's match fit. You know, he broke things up. He's like having a manager on there. You know, you see him pointing around and pushing people, and you know, he can see how the game's going. And you know, all I had to do was say to him, "All right, everything all right?" And he said, "Yeah, fine." So he was great. Settled straight in, and you know, they had to change it. They had to put someone on him because he was picking up a lot of ball, and they changed that after 20 minutes. So credit to him for that. And then Matty Sparrow's just a class act, good footballer, knows the game and can get around, and you know, you wouldn't think he's 33. And then Sean, you know, up top was a threat all day, really, when he had it and around. Would have liked to have got him a bit more actually in front of goal, but you know, he's got to be happy where he did as well.
Matt Sparrow just had one moment when he perhaps put his manager's heart in his mouth at the back pass.
Yeah, there's a couple of times it wasn't. But I mean, that's the type of player he is. You know, he wanted to keep the ball, and rather than just hoof it in the corner, he tried to back pass. But Trev did well initially to put the guy off and force him a little bit wider, which allowed Matt Taylor to get in and cover for the shot. So all was well in the end.
And how important is that clean sheet? Because it's been hanging over the club for a very long time.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, got the monkey off our back with that one on me. So it was fully deserved. Great clean sheet. And we got, like I said, now we've got to make this place a fortress now, and you know, look to win these games here.
When you were playing, it really was a fortress. And the club's done an awful lot, haven't they, off the pitch to make this atmosphere? Because the atmosphere today was absolutely terrific. Yeah. Like the old ones.
It was, yeah. Fair play to the commercial department and the club for doing that. Really got the fans engaged, them with the scarves and the bangers that they've got. So it was like the olden days, yeah. I mean, it was like that 2 weeks ago when we lost to Bury. And, you know, now today you can see that. And I think the boys, you know, really know they're onto something special here, I think, with the fans and that. And, you know, just say thanks to them for getting right behind us.
And the win, Russ, I know you're talking it down a bit, but the positive feeling in the camp, positive feelings only last so long without results.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, it was important that I said I didn't want us to go to Accrington and get a great performance and result up there and then throw it away here, you know, because it would have been worthless. And they took it on, got momentum from that, and now we've got to move on from here. And, you know, they've all said it in there, great feeling, and we want to keep those, you know, end-of-match feelings like we've got at the minute.
And at a personal level, one of your better moments in football?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's I don't know if it's easier being on the bench or on the pitch. Probably easier on the pitch because you know, you can actually control what you're doing more. But It was, yeah, it's great. It's great to manage the boys. They've been first class for the 2 weeks and that me and Stevie and Bookie, Jamie, Wes have been involved. So, you know, absolutely, I can't praise them highly enough. You know, with the three new additions have come straight in, I think we've got, you know, we have got a really good squad here. Just got to keep it going.
Yes, thanks so much.
Cheers, Pete. Thanks a lot.
You mentioned the clean sheet being important. Is it almost a case of the last few minutes even thinking that just hold on in there, don't concede one?
Yeah, it was. We said that about 5 minutes to go. You know, let's clean sheet in. It was the first time I'd really thought of that. You know, I just obviously concentrating on how the boys were doing and what we could do to change anything or whatever. But yeah, at the end there, it was just, that's great, a clean sheet. And fully deserved. You know, they put the bodies on the lines, the lads did.
Three games in charge, you couldn't have asked much more than being out of the relegation zone, have those two sort of long runs off the radar, aren't they?
Yeah, we are, yeah. So, you know, we've got to stay out there now. I think it's a psychological boost, that one, to get out of there. And I said to the boys, from the minute I got here, we start looking up the table. You know, we don't, you know, I don't really look at the table much, you know, because I know what I've got in the camp. You know, I'm fully positive and aware of what we've got. And say to the boys, you know, let's get this momentum going now. We've got the win. Let's keep it going, and we move onwards and upwards.
The decision to play Pablo in midfield. He said, I think himself, that he feels better as a defender.
Yeah.
Do you just feel that almost he is an extra defender?
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He can. All he is playing further, 5 yards further forward than probably where he would be. He's decent on the ball. He can see a pass. He's good in the air. He can see what's going on around him. He can pick off runners and shield play. So you know, you could always push him back in if we had to and wanted to change it. We did toy with it to put two up top early second half because they just kept bombarding it. But, you know, I thought all the while we're ahead, there's no point in changing it. Let's just see, you know, go with what we're going with, how we did.
What was the talk in the dressing room? Was it savour that or focus on Carlisle already?
Savour it for a minute too. And when you go away from here, then you start looking at Carlisle. You know, we haven't had too many wins, so I think you've got to savour the moment and realise what it feels like, and then you've got to get that, you know, 5 o'clock feeling or quarter to ten feeling, is it? Something like half nine feeling on Tuesday, you know. So that's and they're all around each other, all, you know, hugging each other and high fiving and that. So, you know, it's brilliant.
Is it important that there are really visible signs of spirit coming back in the last two games, but just to almost convince the fans more than anything else that, you know, that this team really is something that can stay up?
Yeah, I've not ever thought any different. I thought we had enough without three boys, but I think the three boys have really bolstered it. You know, I'm not going to shout from the rooftops just yet because we're still obviously down in it, but there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, we've definitely got enough to do it.
Easy game, this management lock, isn't it?
He's just saying that, yeah. My lips are sealed. Silence is golden.
Cheers, mate.